Earth, sky.
A tremendous amount of scientific evidence points to warming temperatures across Earth, but when you're talking about Antarctica, the coldest place on the planet, it's difficult to pinpoint what type of climate change, if any, is happening. That's according to Thomas Newman at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center.
You know, Antarctica is a big place, so it's maybe not surprising that you'd find different parts of it that are warming or cooling.
He said, due to Antarctica's extreme cold and remoteness, scientists only have about 20 to 30 years of climate data for the entire continent. That's made it difficult to detect long-term changes. Newman said that today he studies Antarctica using satellite data, weather stations, and direct measurement of ice to assess climate patterns.
Places like the Antarctic Peninsula, that's that little thumb that sticks up towards South America, is definitely warming and warming pretty quickly. West Antarctica is another big chunk of Antarctica that's also very clearly warming.
But East Antarctica is a different story, he said.
It's about the size of the United States, roughly. And we don't have as good of understanding of what temperature has been doing there. But more recent studies suggest that, yes, parts of East Antarctica might well be cooling. It's still hard to say whether it's getting warmer or colder.
He said seasonal changes add complexity to the picture. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.